Welcome to the podcast. I'm Christy with Carrie and Becky, and this is Skinny in the Middle. Welcome to Skinny in the Middle. That was probably really loud. Sorry. Tone it down. I am Christy here with Carrie and Becky today. Again.
We are here.
Again. Sweet. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
You haven't said hello yet.
Well, hello. How are you?
We're all freaking fabulous.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about my favorite holiday today. Halloween. Does anybody else love Halloween as much as I do?
As much as you do?
I don't think that's possible.
Becky, you get kind of into it.
I like it.
You like it too, Carrie. I'm into it. We're going to get into you and all of your creativity.
I should have brought pictures of, not for these guys, but for you guys. I should have brought pictures of how we've decorated our home. Oh. We get into it. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, we don't.
That's okay.
But I don't decorate my home for anything, so that's fine.
Whoa. I disagree.
No, I'm saying.
Because of the costuming.
Right, but I'm saying as far as like the decorating of the home, like.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's not
your It's a stretch if we actually have a pumpkin.
I get it. I think we have 24 pumpkins outside this year.
Stop it. Like actual pumpkins?
Yeah.
I wanted to get like some hay bales for out front and do like a whole like.
Oh, I got a hay bale, baby.
Pumpkin patch, corn stalk little scene, but.
I feel like the hubs gets kind of into this.
I am.
The hubs gets kind of mad when I spend money on lots of things that just go in the trash.
You got to get some rancher friends.
Oh, yeah.
I might know
a
few.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not going to truck it all the way out here, though. Even if they love me, she'll have to get
She'll truck it to work.
We're going to have to do a handoff next year.
Oh, they're big, though, baby.
Oh, honey bunny, I know.
Okay.
Your family does. Okay, so Becky's family.
It's not even my family in-laws. That I get the free hay from.
The in-laws.
Oh. You're talking about the hay from. I thought you were talking about the pumpkins.
Oh, no. The pumpkins,
You fork over the change.
I do.
Well, when we went to the Punky Patch, like, she had...
I bought tickets for all the fam, and then I took all their pumpkins.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll be taking those. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Pumpkin Patch today.
I love the little white ones. I think those ones are so pretty.
So we've got a few.
I didn't get any of the white
they're
ones.
They're called Little Boos.
Well, I heard they're called Cinderella Pumpkins.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know anything about
them. No, those are the flat ones.
Oh, maybe.
I thought.
Could be. I don't know. Anyway.
Halloween. I used to go to the field trips out at our pumpkin patch that they would sit all the kids down and talk about all the varieties.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a pumpkin education.
Yep.
I just always like the nice, really fat ones. Like
I like the mutant pumpkins. Like the
those are really fun. No one's surprised, Becky. You
know, I love it, though. I like the funky ones. And Little Man is really into painting them, so that's what we're going to do today.
Some of the kiddos at school yesterday, they let them go to town on their pumpkin that we got at the pumpkin patch for their class. I think there was probably at least a gallon of paint on one pumkin.
Really? Did they
Which
do
class
the,
was
did
it?
Did they do the acrylics?
So it'll primary. Stay?
Okay.
Or was it like the washable?
I think it was the tempera.
Yeah.
So our primary kids are 3 to 5 year olds. So.
Yeah. We did our annual pumpkin patch field trip last week, which was super fun. We couldn't do it last year because of the Rona, but we got to do it this year. And it was like crazy stupid hot for a fall day.
Yeah, it was.
Here in the Midwest, it was like 85 degrees. But it was still really fun. It wasn't nearly as hot as I thought it would be.
There was right, and there was a breeze.
Yeah.
Because I was rocking some jorts, so it was pretty.
I had scandal shorts on.
No, I love a good pair of scandal shorts. Next time you text me, we can wear scandal shorts together.
They weren't really scandalous.
And then we
they
could
weren't.
Take some selfies. I saw
they
them.
They were regular length running shorts.
But
some comments were made to Christy about them.
But you know what?
Being scandalous.
Too much thigh flesh?
Yes.
Thigh flesh. We can't.
Listen, you. My legs are about the only mildly attractive part of my body.
Stop it.
What are
you talking about?
Seriously.
That and her feet.
My lower half.
When she told me about that, I can't. Can I just say, this has nothing to do with Halloween, but really? I would never think of anybody's feet as like.
No, I have really pretty feet.
Every time you say it. I'm not saying there's
anything. She's like, no, really, Becky. I have really pretty feet.
Toes.
I just
that
can't.
That perfectly like, cascade down. I don't have that weird long middle toe. No,
I saw someone at the store the other day wearing flip flops who had like a toe that like her middle toe was like super short. It didn't go past her pinky toe.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder if something happened. Did she have a toenail?
No, it was on both. It was on both feet.
She had a toenail.
I thought maybe it got chopped off.
Were you focused on this toe?
I wasn't that focused.
Okay, so.
I feel like you could do a whole episode on feet with this group, and it's just scary.
Okay, maybe it's a future episode.
I'm just concerned. Table it, pin it.
Okay, well, going back to scandal shorts at the pumpkin patch / Halloween.
I can't. Mm-hmm.
They were not scandalous, first of all.
No.
And I have nice legs, okay? Even if they were short.
You know what?
Even if they were short, which they weren't. They were past my fingertips. They were not an issue.
You know what?
Your fingertips are on your hands, not your legs.
I know, but you know when you hold your hands down by your sides? I hate you too.
You are very much, you can tell your age based on you sharing the fingertip rule. You know what? The last time I drove by a local public school, I saw things I couldn't unsee.
Like denim panties?
Yeah, and nothing to do with fingertips. I mean, what happened to the rule? I don't think there's any rules anymore.
There's not.
I think it's just full.
Like I said at that homecoming game last night, those dresses barely covered all the bits.
It was like the wild, wild west. Can I
tell
you something?
They had like a slit in the front down to the navel, and I'm like, how the heck?
I can't. Also, like, I have daughters, okay? I feel like we've covered this in a past podcast, right? And I feel like this is slightly fall related, so I get to talk about it, okay?
Bring it full circle, girl.
We live next to a chain of Italian restaurants, okay? I don't want to get into which one, all right? But we see people coming and going during homecoming season, right? A little couple crew. It's very cute. I am driving in my car with my partner in life. And I look out and I'm like, oh, look at the children coming in for the homecoming dance. It is like pure scandal. You want to talk about scandal shorts? Okay. They are vertical. So we're not sitting down yet. Okay. And I'm seeing things that only a gynecologist should see.
I mean,
and I say, I love my daughters, but if they came to me and they were like, Boo Bear, this is what I want to wear, I'd be like, it's a hard no from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's definitely butt cheeks and labias on those seats. Are they sanitizing?
Anytime's a Rona. I hope they are.
I mean, I'm not worried about the Rona. I'm worried about.
I know what you're worried about, girl.
STD or something.
That's why I don't go to fast food chain Italian restaurant, but that's fine.
Okay, so getting back on track, this was a huge.
I feel like that's not that off track.
I mean, it's a little side skirt or something. I don't know.
Back to pumpkins.
Oh, that went way south, way fast. Anyway, so we got to go to the pumpkin patch. It was super fun. Anyway, I love and plan out my Halloween costumes for like usually months. And everybody in this room and everybody I talk to, they're like, oh, what are you going to? Well, it used to be, what am I going to be for Halloween? Because me and Hubs, we used to throw an annual Halloween party. But now they're like, oh, what's the baby going to be for Halloween? She's not a baby. She's two. But she's still my baby. Everybody knows. It's a secret. And there's a big reveal on Halloween.
Are you going to reveal it here on this podcast?
No.
Why did I even come today?
I know.
Gary, let's go.
These two. I just can't with them. Anyway, That's like half the fun. And typically I do homemade costumes. First year hat, I almost said her name. We said we weren't going to say our kids' names, but little Pip, she was a Starbucks Frappuccino. And I drew on the Starbucks logo, made it out of felt. She had whipped cream and a straw coming out of her head. And I was the Starbucks mermaid. And then our dog was the Barkrista. And then, of course, what did that leave for my lovely husband, who went along with it beautifully? He was a basic bee. That was some of my best work.
Yeah, and side note, Christy asked me about boots, and I guessed it from the boots what he was going to be.
I still have those. And yeah. I think they would fit you if you want them.
But I guess what was happening just by that.
He had faux Uggs because I wasn't going to spend the money on the real ones for him.
Oh, no.
Not for a costume. He rocked some leggings. He put on a flannel shirt, flannel plaidy for me.
Mm-hmm.
He had a blonde wig. Did he shave? Absolutely not. He had a little stocking cap, little hand on the hip pose. It was the best. Duck lips.
Yeah, he likes that attention, though.
Oh, yeah, he prefers us. He's an attention
whore. You know, life is a stage. Let's all perform. I get it. You
know? He loves being the center of attention. So that was, like, one of my favorites. I know Carrie does a mean costume.
Yeah, I prefer to do the homemade also. And my girl manages to be impatient almost every single Halloween. And so...
When you were talking about what happened last night and her seizing, I was like, well, she called it. She's going to be impatient for Halloween.
Don't worry. There's still a few more weeks.
Don't even put that out in the universe.
It's inevitable. But what we typically do is she dresses up for Halloween in the hospital. And then we also have things that we pass out to the nurses, RTs, doctors. And so that makes it a lot of fun, too. So they can they get a little takeaway from each Halloween.
What did you guys do last year?
Last year was, oh my gosh. Oh, last year she was a robot. Oh, because, right. Okay, yeah. So she has a pacemaker, she has a GJ, she has a VNS, she has a port. And so, like, I was like, she's got all these mechanical parts, she might as well be a robot. And so I made, like, all these things that I attached to her dress that I found and, got her some little antlers, but everything did a little thing, and it was pretty funny. And then we passed out trading cards with her picture on it. And so they were like a tonic-clonic seizure, you know, and so that's pretty common for her. So that was a common card. And right lung atelectasis, which is collapsed lung. And I was like, oh, that's pretty common. So we had more of those than we had of, like, her ECMO card. She's only been on ECMO once, and so that's life support. But she's only been on that once, so I only had, like, 8 of those that I passed out. And so then I printed out, like, 300 cards, and almost all of them got passed out. And so that was fun. They each had a different picture of Kinley on. Oh, I said it. They each had a different picture of her on it. And then, so then they were like, I saw the nurses like trading cards and that kind of stuff. And then I saw some digging for certain cards. So that was fun.
So fun.
And the doctors had a good time. Like, I'd have them just like reach into a bag and grab one out, and they would laugh about it. So it's just a good time. And we usually pass out candy also to the staff that, you know, just, it's fun.
I freaking love you because, I mean, who can make a hospital stay more fun than this lady.
And oh, and it's always ICU too, so.
I have to say,
the though, year before, she was operation, which I feel like was one of our best. Because she had just had an operation. She had just had her pacemaker placed. And so we did operation, which was my husband's idea. So I have to give him the credit for that one. But I don't like to do that. But so for operation, like, I cut out all the shapes out of felt, and I gave her a pair of tongs that she held on to, and like, we put something at the head of her bed that said, you know, operation in its type of letters. And then we passed out. Oh, I also had like the cards that you get with operation, you know, like spare ribs, $200. And so I had those, and I put those outside the room. And then the thing that we passed out to the staff were Kinley bucks.
Kinley cash.
Kinley cash, yeah. And so I had imposed Kinley's face on a dollar bill, and we passed those out. And so I have staff come up to me, and they're like, I still have my Kinley cash from 3 years ago or 2 years ago, and I have her trading cards. And
that's so fun.
It's always something like that. I like them to have a little something to take with them. This year's is going to be kind of epic. So, I think it'll be great.
You're keeping a secret too?
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah, come on. Like her, no, I'm just like the
like her costume, but I mean, our plan is if she's inpatient, we're going to pass out koozies to the staff.
I love it.
Because one of the shirts that I bought for Kinley to wear while she's inpatient says Kegger at my mom's house. It's the nod to Paul Rudd and the Royals. Funny. And so it's a Charlie Hustle shirt. And so the staff always love it when I put that shirt on, or just because it's funny. But so I was going to put that on a koozie and have her picture on the other side.
Love it. That's so awesome. If you make these koozies, I need one.
Yeah, I need one too.
So that's the plan.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is only if we're inpatient, because if we're non-inpatient, then
we'll just save it for another year.
Yeah, we'll save that for another year. But her costume, I mean, we don't really dress her up unless she's in the hospital, because she doesn't eat candy, so that's no big deal to her, and she just really doesn't care. So she usually just kind of rolls her eyes when I put on her costumes and stuff. Like, okay, Mom.
So we do the classic trick-or-treating and all of that, but I don't know that we're as big on the costume theming. I mean, we dress up. Like, last year we did, I think last year was the year that we did, so my oldest really likes Harry Potter, and so she had a full costume, and then we all went as professors, those of us that were adults, so we had, like, our own. So it was pretty cheesy, but it was fun
for the kids. Oh, I love cheesy for Halloween.
Right? Like, they enjoyed it, and I had, like, I actually went as, you guys won't know, it's super geeky, but I had like a little cape because I was from America. And so I had like a little bowler hat, and it was very cute and fun for her. So we took a bunch of pictures together.
I love Harry Potter.
I know.
I wouldn't have Sam.
I'm not a Harry Potter person.
She doesn't. So. Yeah, that's, I was that. Looking at but her I, face yeah. when I said but I'm I so know. Sorry. I let you out of that. Yeah. And I shouldn't have, Carrie. I know you love it.
I know just so many people that love it, and it brings them a lot of joy. So I'm very happy for you.
Yeah,
it
does. And the kiddos love it. And so we did that. My youngest wanted to go as Supergirl. So she had like a full out. And her brother might have given her a haircut that was really short at the time. We'll call it almost like a military high and tight. It was very cute. She pulled it off. Those blue eyes.
But and so, it wasn't her brother that cut her hair. It was her demanding her brother cut her hair.
Technically, he did have the scissors in hand. So I have to like give him credit for that. Very even a gifted child, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe he has a future in hairdressing. I don't know. When I went into the stylist, they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Who did this?
It's all that creative art he's been doing.
I mean, it's the artist in him. He can't help it. make it perfect. Make those lines just right. Oh, speaking of which, this is kind of off costuming topic, but you guys have to see what he's been making. They're reading like this book about some kind of zombie bunny or something at school. I know it sounds weird. Thanks, public schools. Awesome. But he has crafted, okay, a full-size zombie bunny with like cemetery headstones and like all this 3D stuff, a zombie carrot with like facial features. It's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
It's just wild. But he like every time I come home, because we work long hours, he has a new piece to this like thing he's creating. I don't know where he came from. It's fine. But it's super fun.
He's so love creative. It. I love it.
I love it.
So he's but out of the ninja stage?
Oh, no, because he's going as a ninja.
Okay. This is this is just a side interest of the zombie bunny.
Yeah, last week he made, well, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, he made like a infant rainbow mermaid, like that was kind of like out of paint and things. I don't even know. That's pretty legit. That was for his little sister's best friend.
Okay.
They have a little bit of, I think she's a little, you know, enamored with him. As an older man. So he made her a little something. I was like, oh, that's really sweet. It looks good, though.
Mm-hmm.
She loves it.
Super fun. All of the years that we did our Halloween parties, I think one of our best costumes was probably when Hubs went as Colonel Sanders, and I was the chicken. That was super fun.
Like a full-out chicken with feathers? Or like a drumstick?
Chicken with feathers.
Okay, well, I'm excited either way. I'm just, like, curious. I wasn't there.
Yeah, chicken with feathers. Okay. And one of our friends came as Taco Bell. And so she was Belle wearing a yellow dress from Beauty and the Beast, carrying a package of tacos. And so her dress had glitter all over it, and our basement was covered in a mess of feathers and glitter for months to come. I don't know that we ever got it completely up, but we had some good parties when we were childless. We have plans to bring it back, but just right now is not the ideal time.
It's especially just, yeah, Rona, yeah. And it's hard with kids. Like, you know, I gotta say something. You get a little judged by some groups right now as a parent, depending on what your holiday festivity plans are.
Oh, for sure.
But it's hard because you want to balance it, right? I mean, your kids are developing humans, and you want to give them these opportunities to be humans. You can't just, like, put them in a bubble and not have them go anywhere. So it's really challenging right now, I feel like, to kind of
I mean, we did put them in a bubble. We did put them in a bubble for quite a long time.
I mean, I get
that. Yeah. But we're stretching our boundaries and saying, okay, we did that, and we're honestly in a better place, and so we can start trying out things, and it's
honestly,
okay.
Last year, I thought, out of any of the holidays that you're going to celebrate, like, if you're going to go trick-or-treating, that's probably one of the safest things you could do. It's outside. Mm-hmm. You're not having close contact with anybody for more than about, 10 seconds. Trick-or-treat. Toss some candy in. Bye!
Mm-hmm.
So, we're full on going trick-or-treating. My sister and I have an agreement that we alternate years. So, we trick-or-treated at our house last year. And then this year, we'll go to her neighborhood. Her neighborhood's a blast on Halloween because we've taken my niece or gone with them before. And it's an older neighborhood with huge trees and literally, you know, the leaves blowing down the street and just very picturesque and just kids everywhere. So it should be fun, especially my niece is, how old is she? She'll be 7 in January. So our little one just adores her and looks up to her like she is the coolest thing ever. So that'll be super fun. They had a blast last year, so I can only imagine this year will be better. But what was Halloween like for you guys as a kid? Because you were overseas for part of it, right?
Yeah. I was a lot of places, though. I mean, it just depended on where we were. But I was a big Halloween gal as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I would get into it. Now, we didn't buy costumes.
We didn't
either. So we had to self-make. And so we had to get really creative.
I didn't get a store-bought costume until, like, one of my last years, like, trick-or-treating, like, towards the tail end. My mom made these beautiful, I wish she would have kept those, beautiful, elaborate costumes. Like, my two favorites were probably one, the year that I went as a Hershey's Kiss. And I mean, it was like this silver, I don't know what kind of fabric it was, but she made it. And I mean, stuffed it at the bottom and hand painted the tag to make it look exactly like that. And then my other super big favorite one was my scarecrow costume, because it was just adorable. It had the hat and, you know, the little tie under the chin and just patchwork and different. Oh my God, it was so cute. I loved those. So man, she got rid of them.
I don't remember my costumes much from being a kid. I do remember one store-bought, because we didn't do store-bought either, but I do remember one store-bought, and it was a Smurfette.
Oh, fun.
And it was like, back when they had like, it was like a plasticky gown that you put on.
Yeah, it's like a trash bag.
Yeah. And I remember the smell of it, which is kind of weird, but then also the mask that you wore, like those were some creepy masks back in the 80s. Yeah. And so, like, it was one where it had like tiny little eye holes and a tiny little mouth hole so you could breathe, and, you know, and two little holes for the nose. But I mean, like, it was a little, real sketch under there for a while. But my mom growing up, she loved Halloween. And so she had this witch's costume that she would put on, like full rubber mask, like warts and long nose and stuff. And so she would always have a cauldron of dry ice on the front porch. And so then the kids would come and they'd knock on the door, ring on the doorbell, and she'd jump out from behind the door and do like that witch's cackle. I remember one time there was this one kid, he was so freaked out from her, like he turned around and jumped over the hedges off her porch and went running down the street because my mom had scared the holy bejesus out of him. So yeah, I mean, like, that was always good fun. And I grew up in a neighborhood that had a lot of kids, and so there was a lot of trick-or-treating.
I grew up in the country, like, it was in a neighborhood, but everybody had like 2 or 3 acres. And so the first couple of years I went trick-or-treating, my dad, one of his best friends from childhood and their family ended up living down the street from us. So us four kids, it was three to start because my sister was too little, but he just got a little trailer to pull behind the lawnmower, a little bit of hay and everything like that. And they pulled us around the neighborhood because it was too far for us to walk as kids. And so started with that. And each year it kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger. Friends would start coming out to go trick-or-treating with us. Other neighborhood kids would join us. By the time we were done trick-or-treating, we had like a car hauler for a trailer and bales of hay and like old bench seats from trucks and stuff. And it was always the dads that took us trick-or-treating. And my dad and his friend would decorate this trailer every year. They had pumpkin heads on it so it would light up and everything. One year they had an old Ooga horn on it, and so we'd pull up to houses and hit that thing. One year they even put a grill on it, like, and they were grilling hot dogs as we were all trick-or-treating. It was the best. And I think the reason I loved it so much was it was just so simple, and it was like, it was just a really fun thing because moms would stay home and hand out candy, and then we'd all reconvene down at our friend's house at the end of the street when we all got back and we're trading candy and everything. And the dads just had the best time with it. It was so much fun. One of my favorite things.
You were allowed to eat your candy at the end of the night, because at my house growing up,
we could have a little bit.
No. You had to go to the fire station and have scan your candy before you could eat any of it. Because, you know, back at that time, it was like, oh, there's going to be razor blades and needles in your candy.
Yeah.
I remember that was the worst part, because I had to wait until we went to the fire station the next day to go get it scanned.
Yeah, I mean, like, our parents looked over it. Maybe they were negligent in that manner, but no, I remember us, like, we'd be trading candy. I never liked the fruit candy.
Mm-mm. What?
Yeah.
The fruit candy. Give me all the chocolate.
Mm. Yeah, and still like that. I don't like anything except for chocolate.
Yeah.
And then it's just like this, because, you know, I got to be fancy like that.
Yeah, you bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's I don't like the peanut butter, so I'm all, that's the first I'm always getting
rid of.
That's
the only thing. That's the only thing that I will be like, all right, I'll take some classic peanut butter related Halloween candy.
Yeah. Even those peanut butter kisses things and the orange and black wrappers that are like peanut butter toffee. Things? Yeah, well, I mean, not toffee, taffy. Mm-mm. You know what I'm talking about? They're just the basic orange wrapper and black wrapper.
No, those are garbage.
It is garbage. That's what I mean. It's,
you know what? The only thing worse than that is a circus peanut. You know what I'm talking about? The orange fluffy. The
styrofoams.
All of that makes sense to me. I'm sure you don't. I love you. Not
it's a mature. It's a mature.
It's a mature sad face candy is what that is. The only thing that goes that level with me is, oh, what is it? The candy that's got the peanuts. It's just like peanuts and caramel. What is it? It's not a
payday?
It's a payday.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it is. Oh, my partner in crime, he loves those. And I'm like, that's disgusting. How can you? It's just a bunch of
the worst
sticky peanuts.
Candy you could ever get. A bit of honey.
I don't mind that.
Oh, no. She is the worst. I told you.
Finally, we're bonding.
I know. I knew it'd be something like this, though.
But I like honey, so.
I mean, I like honey,
too. I don't feel like it tastes like honey to me.
And I don't want to crack my teeth on it.
I don't mind sucking on something. Like a hard candy. A little butterscotch, a little something like that.
Okay.
But I'm
okay.
not into the bit of honey. I'm sorry.
And it's like, sorry. You eat all the chocolate first, all the good stuff. You got your Reese's. You got your Milky Ways. Yeah. Snicker, Hershey's.
I know a lot of people that love the Snicker. I don't get it.
I'm not a huge Snicker fan.
That's all right.
When you get to the bottom of the barrel of the chocolates, that's like your Three Musketeers and your peanut induced.
Some people really like that.
I prefer a Three Musketeer over a Snickers and over... Yeah, all your others. See, I'm just the opposite because I don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, that's why I prefer a Milky Way over a Snickers or a Three Musketeer because it's got that caramel in it.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some caramel.
You love you some caramel.
But then you get to your fruit candy. Okay, I'll eat some Skittles if I have to.
You know
some
what
Starburst.
I really, really I love? Skittles. I think I'll love into my senior citizen years. Those Werther's Originals, man. I love a good hard candy, man. Yeah, I think it's wrong not to.
Carrie brought a bag of grandma candy to work.
Grandma candy. You know what? My bestie and I, we keep these in our purse sometimes. Why? Because
do you keep
I am
those little strawberry ones
no,
too.
Like, those are garbage.
I like those.
So I would for Carrie.
But Christy was making fun of me. Oh, the grandpa candy. And then I took it out and she's like, hey, can I have one?
Because it's amazing.
And every teacher that I offered it to, they were like, oh, yeah, I love these things.
Right. Who doesn't love them? It's
I'm
fabulous.
Not saying they're not good. They just remind me of my grandpa. I feel like
oh, man. If anything reminded me of one of my grandfathers, I would set that afire and never touch it.
I feel like you need a big, thick, knitted sweater on with elbow patches. It's very on trend.
So,
none
growing
my
up,
that.
My grandmother was kind of addicted to candy. So, little
my
backstory,
grandma
my grandmother was from England, and she was a war bride, and so there were just nothing to do with her being from England, but there were certain things that she was very particular about, and every evening she would sit on the couch and eat some candy. It was usually like chocolate-covered raisins.
But
so...
What's wrong with the chocolate-covered raisins?
She doesn't like raisins.
Raisins are terrible.
So it was usually chocolate-covered raisins.
That's like my top five hated foods.
And so that, or she would have Mentos. She would always have Mentos for us kids.
The fruit ones?
The fruit ones. And so we grew up eating those.
I've never had a fruit Mentos.
And then she'd have
the
little
Mentos.
Chiclet candy gum for us to have.
Ah, Chiclets. Whatever happened to Chiclets? I never see Chiclets anymore.
They're at the Mexican restaurants.
That's it?
Yeah.
I remember the.
Yeah, you can get them at the Mexican restaurants. They're like 5 cents for a four pack, or a little four pack of.
I haven't seen it.
Chicle.
That's interesting.
They call them chicle, but I think. Oh, I hope I didn't offend anybody. I'm pretty sure they're called chicle.
Jesus, this is the worst. Oh, I don't actually know. I just haven't seen them in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's our Halloween stuff. I mean, there's a lot there. But I love Halloween. No pressure of gifts, family get-togethers.
I think that's why it's good. You know, my favorite is still Thanksgiving, but there's a lot there to unpack.
There's a lot.
But I do. I agree. It's fun without having to stress about all of the gifts. Mm-hmm. Even as a parent trying to, like, get together their costumes, it's still, like, this element of fun that you can't replicate with other things.
And, like, as an adult, I am kind of a grown child, but whatever, what we all are. But I still act like a child. And it's a perfect excuse to act like a child and not mm-hmm. be totally judged for it. So
it's super fun.
Maybe some people judge me. I don't care. I love Halloween.
It's one of the only times, like, my partner is very stuffy about some things, which is mine super too. Obnoxious. Thank you. Hi-fi, air-fi. Yeah. We got too much in common over here. But I'm just saying, like, it's really true. And it's one of the rare times I can get him to, like, you know, get listen. A little bit more involved.
If I can
not,
get my
he does not get down to clown. So.
If I can get my husband in leggings, Uggs, and a flannel.
But he likes the
he's a different he's
spotlight.
A different yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that's a bit extreme.
It's to the point that I've actually taught because my bestie's the same as my stuffy partner. I guess I like the same person. I have always partnered with the same person.
You regardless know what you like and you stick with
regardless
it.
Regardless of gender status, okay? I just find it so interesting. But her partner is a little bit more like, yeah, let's do the things. Loves the spotlight. We have joked about taking one another to other parties so we could have a better time. He'd be my plus one at weddings.
Yeah.
Because we could.
I know you don't want to cross yeah. these boundaries, but I feel like I need to meet your besties.
I mean, I only say it because, you know how they are about social things, my partners in life.
Well, I know. And you know how I am about social things. I'm like, bring everybody. It's fun.
Carrie yep. has my back here. She knows how it is.
Okay, yep. Well, I'll continue to pressure you.
That's fine. There is nothing I love more than a bit of pressure.
Under pressure.
I'm going to come out like a diamond, baby.
Do we want to do this or that?
Sure, we can.
Halloween edition. So excited about this.
Halloween edition. Okay. So, well, it's more fall, not necessarily just Halloween. Okay, so, how do you feel? Pumpkin spice or apple cider?
Apple cider.
I know.
Apple cider. But I do love a good pumpkin pie. And I don't mind.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite.
I don't mind. You are so ridiculous.
Pumpkin pie is my favorite.
Give me a pumpkin cheesecake.
Girl,
I'll do a pumpkin cheesecake too, but for everything else, I don't want any of your pumpkin. Don't give me your pumpkin
bread, pumpkin bars, pumpkin cheesecake, and a pumpkin cream cold brew from Starbucks.
Mm-mm.
That's as far as I go.
Mm-mm.
I love a hot apple cider with some cinnamon and nutmeg and sliced up oranges.
I like adult. Apple cider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like child apple cider. I like everything in between. I love a good apple, man.
Yeah.
I don't like apple pie. I like an apple crisp.
I like an apple crisp, too. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're jiving. What's happening here?
I know. It's so weird because we're so vastly different on so many things that we're agreeing on this much today.
But the pumpkin spice cereal and the pumpkin spice.
No, I
can't get it. They've taken a little far.
Disgusting.
Okay. So really, I only have a couple more this or that's because we've kind of already talked about them inadvertently because I made this list a few days ago and I can't remember anything. So the next one is hayride or corn maze?
I've never done a corn maze. Is that weird?
I have a couple times.
I'm not from the Midwest, though.
But so I mean, like, I feel like it was a high school thing to do.
I just, it's a little frustrating.
To go through the corn maze?
Yeah.
Like, you go, like, the ones that I went to were, like, scary corn mazes. So then they'd have, like, the people jump out, like, in Michael costume, bah! You know, and scare
That's
you.
That's one thing, like, I
this
don't.
This does not sound.
I don't do, like, horror movies or any, I don't do movies
don't
in general. But, like, for my love of Halloween, I'm like, my Halloween movie is, it's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't like the scary. She likes the spooky.
I like spooky. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely grew up on horror films. That's a thing.
Hayride is my jam too. Just given my trick-or-treat experience as a child.
I feel like
I love a good hayride.
It's rare that I don't find somebody that can enjoy the hayride.
Well, I wish I had room for a big tractor here and we could do an annual hayride around these parts, but you know, it is what it is. Okay, last one. Would you do a haunted house or a bonfire?
Bonfire, because I don't like to be scared. I don't like those big old haunted houses we have here.
All my partners hate it, so I go bonfire because I got to be with my people.
Bonfire, would you do too. Haunted house?
I've done haunted houses before.
Yeah, I've done them too. Like the ones we have here, you know, they're They're three story and like you crawl through hearses and, you know, like that kind of stuff. And you go down giant slides.
So years ago, probably when I was in middle school, my best friend at the time, his grandma would let us throw a Halloween party because his birthday was the first part of November. So it was kind of like his birthday party. And they rented a school bus and took all of us kids down to the haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And we'd do that. And it was so fun. But I went back to the haunted house, to one of them. Oh God, it's been a while ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Like probably almost 10 years. But yeah, it's like you're crawling through all these tight spaces and everything, but I love the slide at the end. Like it's so fun.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not for growing up my parents were ministers growing up, and I remember like when we lived in Chicago, one of the things that we did was go to a Christian haunted house.
How does that work?
All I remember walking out of there going, well, that wasn't fun.
I mean, no offense, but how could it be?
I don't know. Like, it was like, scary. You're going to go to hell if you don't follow the Lord and that kind of stuff. It was at a church in like the church basement, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I remember one time at the local grocery store.
They were like, our teens will love this, you know.
At the grocery store one time, they made a little mini haunted house, like right as you went in, out of like Coca-Cola cases and stuff. That was kind of fun. Because you literally could not see in there, but it was just kind of like a little maze. It was kind of fun.
Not a Jesus Halloween haunted house.
Something fun to do while your parents grocery shop.
Oh, Lord.
You guys had just a very unique, like, I just find it interesting. Just taking it in. Taking in the culture you experienced.
So you could judge us later.
No, not at all.
Just judge us right now, in the moment.
Now I do it.
All right, well, I think we covered all things fall and Halloween.
I think so.
All right, well, happy haunting to everybody. And we will catch you next time on Skinny in the Middle.
Scooby-Doo-Dat-Doo.
Oh, good. I love your little... You did it last time, too.
Last time, I can't.
Happy Halloween-y!
Spooky.
Gosh. Thank you.